This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday, the 14th of January. We're here 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Today's guest list in no particular order. The 10 o'clock show, Bill Hubbard, Zach Mir, Keith Bowman, Richard Hunter, John Eade, Josh Mahoney. The 1 o'clock show today, Maria Zahra, Catherine Stott, Mick Mills, and a rerun of Zach's live charting. Right, let's kick off with Mr. Bill Hubbard, independent financial guru and TV legend. It says here is your
exactly
business
right.
title.
Exactly
Happy New Year to you, Bill. And Zach Mir, technical analyst for Zach's Trader Cafe.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with a tweet I received from a viewer, if I can read this. So now China is running the Fed. If that's the case, why did the Fed raise rates last month? Is this the case?
China isn't running the Fed. China can barely run itself at the moment. Trying to intervene on the stock market every other day or every other night. So I don't really agree with the premise of the question.
OK. Bill, thought of the day?
Well, I think the thought of the day, and Zach and I were talking about this earlier, everybody's saying, well, is this disaster we're going through in 2016, the Fed's move in December? Absolutely not. I mean, everybody knows that the Fed should have started moving in June. They should have done it in September. They were boxed in. My feeling is, and I know I'm probably going to go totally against the grain, we got two more non-farm payrolls before the March meeting. I still think the Fed, because of the way the U.S. economy is doing independently of itself, I think we could see two rate hikes from the Fed this year.
Okay, don't forget, we've now got a daily trades page on the website. Apparently it's very popular, so let's have a little plug for that. Next week we're going to be running a Zach Mir competition. Zach, we're going to basically give
just
away
my age.
How many books have you got to give away?
Depends how many people want them.
Okay. So we'll
a couple in the mix at the moment.
We'll talk about that on Monday.
There's that couple from Scotland called in. They say they want 30 or 40 million of your books.
Yeah, they want to try and they want to know what to do with the £33 million.
Right, let's do some slides. Let's kick off the first one, the Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first, download from the App Store. That's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's go to a few charts now. Let's courtesy of incrediblecharts.com. Again, these look at primary trends, and I'm always interested in that. The Dow Jones Global Index broke primary support at 300, warning of a decline to 260. Follow through below 290 confirms the signal and a primary downtrend. So that's not good news. Let's go on to the S&P. The S&P 500 is headed for a test of primary support at 1870. Breach of this level would confirm a primary downtrend. Respect of support is unlikely, but would suggest another bear rally.
Just the gap there at 2040, horrible. So that's not a great development.
I mean, obviously, feel free to disagree with this analysis, but these are all about primary trends.
Not now.
Germany's DAX is headed for a test of primary support at 9,400. Breach of support would signal a decline to 7,500.
Interesting point here, because the simple fact is we're now seeing both the DAX declining with the euro. And it's going to be interesting to see, we've got the ECB minutes today. Did Santa Maria make a mistake in not doing anything last month? So it's really going to be quite interesting to see if the euro starts going towards 106, 105, etc. How could that, and it should be a very negative impact on the DAX.
Okay. Let's move on to the FTSE 100. Again, breached 6,000, warning of a primary downtrend. Follow through below 5,800 would confirm. Target for the decline is 5,000. And we saw Nicole Elliott yesterday reiterating how bearish a lot of these technical markets are. Right, let's move swiftly on to the Shanghai. The composite index crossed below 3,000 for the first time since August. Follow through below 2,900 would confirm another primary decline with a target of 2,400. Zach, you wanted to talk about Shanghai.
No, just looks like the People's Bank of China got to spend more money in propping it up. So far, it's surprising that given all they've done...
Well, they better talk to that guy sending the tweet because they better get permission from the Fed if this Chinese...
Okay.
But that's a dreadful chart, isn't it?
Well, as we know, that there's intervention going on there to prop it up. I mean, you know, God knows what it would be like without that intervention, because it actually looks the same as all the other charts, or worse than the equivalent indices.
Understood. Let's move on to the Nikkei 225 is back testing primary support at 17,000. Breach of support would confirm. The volatility index, the VIX, is rising. Breakout above 30 would warn of elevated risk. Well,
it looks like it's going for the stars. It looks like the opposite. I mean, it looks like the other side of this is going to come over there. So,
but I think the interesting thing is, look at the current versus the futures, okay? We're seeing extreme volatility in the current market, okay? The futures are saying, calm down, be calm, okay? So it really is just, if looking at the VIX, look at the futures indication rather than the current indication.
But that technically looks as if it's going to break
looks
up.
Like a source, it looks like a source of bottom, really, on that volatility.
Okay, let's move... back to FX Street, thoughts of the day from Omkar Godbolt. Euro, Great British Pound, indicating a bullish break for Euro dollar, question mark. Euro, Great British Pound, inverted head and shoulder breakout could be pointing to bullish breakout for Euro, US dollar from falling channel and or further sell-off in Great British Pound against the US dollar. And we saw Steve Woodcock telling us before Christmas that cable was going lower. A truly great call. Let's move on to Mike's morning markets. Overnight, Asia resumes slump against better performances in Shanghai. RMB resumes downward trend. Bank of Japan outlined significant upgrades to its communication with the market, which should improve policy transparency. About time, says Mike. Bank of England today, rate decision. Do they echo George Osborne's warning on higher rates ahead of further backpedal? I think rates are more likely to go down than up, aren't they?
Yes, I think the issue really with sterling now has just become a Brexit sort of instrument, and that looks like an absolute car crash, you know, happening and you know, over the summer.
Okay, Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle, her commentary today. Equity analyst Howard Silverblatt of S&P Dow Jones estimates that having had their worst ever first 8-day trading at the start of the year, US equities have lost $1.7 trillion and globally equity markets are off by $3.2 trillion.
Do you think the Fed can raise rates with that background? Are they going to be affected by that?
It's a question of their mandate is non-inflationary growth. Okay, the key thing is, and the market was expecting not so much non-farm payrolls, you know, last week, but the question was average hourly earnings, okay? And we didn't get that, for the simple fact is, if we'd gotten it, they were going to blame it on seasonal factors. But the key thing is that it's still unseasonably warm in the States. So look for construction in some of those industries that where people don't do building in the north. All of a sudden are going to have a very strong, and you can start seeing average earnings not going 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, but in that 2.5% to 2.7%, which then would give the Federal Reserve to say, okay, we're seeing a situation where labor is getting tighter and the slack slightly, slowly is beginning to be eliminated.
Okay, open positions, Forex open positions, Oanda client. Zach, anything glaringly obvious on the long or the short there?
People getting hurt on a dollar CAD, 63% short, and that's at record highs. So that's got to turn pretty soon. I'm surprised that euros, sterling is sort of near, well, they're on the short side there, but that looks, there's a golden cross there, a golden cross buy signal on the technical side. So that looks as though that is a bit, they're a bit off there. And obviously with this cable itself, 61% short, long. And the market looks like it's...
And I'm intrigued with gold, okay?
Downside.
If gold was our traditional safe haven,
it would be much higher. Than
we'd be 1250 rather than struggling at $1,100 a pound. So I think that is, has to be a change in philosophy.
Okay, let's go. UK's 10 favourite brands measured by brand index. Any comments on any of that lot?
Yorkshire tea, better than apple. I think they should rebrand. You know, they should make their own. They make their own mobile phones. You know, but that's strange. Dyson, obviously a much respected brand. Maybe I don't know what their sales are, but that is also interesting that they've got that sort of goodwill, Great British engineering technology there. And
Audi and Lidl, number one and two.
Yeah, that is. Well, I think Lidl being number two is incredible too. But that's the high street, isn't it? That's the retail space at the moment.
Okay, let's move swiftly on to what's trending. Bank of England interest rate hike, BoE rates hike expectations fall. Federal Reserve, China may slow Fed's interest rate rise, Fed officials. OPEC edging closer to the end of OPEC, question mark. Tensions within OPEC reaching a boiling point. And let's just wrap up with the top tweet. Sainsbury's like-for-like sales fall appears to be slowly unwinding. Here are the last four quarters. You can see those. And up to 245 Argos stores could close if Sainsbury's deal goes ahead. Thank you for that. Right, that wraps up the opening segment. Let's take a very quick break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.